We are broadcasting live from the D.C. Bar CLE Institute in Washington, D.C. on technology and the law, presented by Witham Advisors and Accountants. I'm Amy Morris. June Grasso is here with me, and we want to take a closer look at how artificial intelligence can help augment what humans do when it comes to the legal profession. Daniel Cohen-Dumani is a partner and market leader at Witham Digital, and he joins us now. Daniel, I want to thank you for taking the time with us this afternoon.
It's great to be here, Amy.
Let's just start from the very beginning. AI, artificial intelligence, the technology, creating more freedom within the legal profession. How can that be utilized?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. AI is not new. It's been around for almost 30 years now. The technology and the confluence of cloud, big data, and powerful algorithm has come in the last few years and gave opportunity for many industries to leverage the power of artificial intelligence, and specifically deep learning and machine learning. In the law industry, that materialized with helping lawyers, attorneys, power professionals get better at what they do, augment their ability, help review contracts, perform due diligence, and perform tasks that what the human can do very, very easily, the machine can help and augment everyone's ability.
So is it a question of freeing lawyers to do more work, or is there a qualitative difference?
I think it's both. Certainly, we all are now asked to do more. Every businesses have to be more productive, more effective. And I think artificial intelligence, if used properly, and that's important, you know, I think there's a lot of folks that are very concerned with using AI in ethical ways. But if used properly, will free up attorneys to do more, but will also allow them to be more efficient and potentially increase the quality of the work they do.
So I've been following you on Twitter, and I want to talk to you about a couple of your tweets. And one of them was about Elon Musk warning the crowds at South by Southwest. This was last year. We all talked about it, that artificial intelligence is more dangerous than nuclear weapons. I mean, that elicited something of a chuckle, but I'm asking you if he has a point.
He does. I think that, you know, as we look at using AI and machine learning, there's a risk. There's a risk that it's misused. There's a risk that it's used not for the benefit of humans, but effectively to replace them. And I think we've seen a lot of the big technology, Microsoft, Google, IBM, come out and say, you know, we need to come up with an ethical way, but we're lacking regulation. And we've seen in the technology that regulation tends to come too late. And I think that's what Elon was trying to say.
And as far as protecting clients' privacy, how do you ensure that AI doesn't impinge on that?
You know, I think that goes back to setting up the boundaries and the rules, right? If you are going to start using machine learning, deep learning, artificial intelligence to your benefit, you have to set up ethical rules and boundaries so that this is used in a ways that protect privacies and confidentiality, especially you know, taking the data that you use and making it more light in a way that it doesn't impact or perceive that you are using confidential data to the benefit of others.
Can we take that a step further and talk about cloud computing? You also tweeted earlier this week, research indicates that 70% of all organizations have at least one application in the cloud today. And that if you're feeling left out, maybe it's time to bring more agility to your applications. I get that, but why would I want to put something that's privileged, like legal documents, contracts, why would I want to put that in the cloud? Why would I want to risk that? Or is it a risk? Convince me.
You know, it was a risk. And I think things have changed dramatically over the last 2 years or 3 years even so. The study that has shown that the cloud is more secure than anyone else could do potentially with their server that they keep in their office. Mm-hmm. The cloud has abilities to detect. You know, the cloud provider that you use will spend huge amount of, you know, investments to ensure that this is kept confidential, that it's kept secure, right? So, you know, while some people may still be concerned, we've seen that concern diminished over the last few years to the point that, you know, it's now safe to say that the cloud is more secure than any system that a small law firm or even a medium-sized law firm could afford to maintain.
Despite that Are there ever clients who say, I don't want my information, my papers in the cloud?
Definitely. And that's something that we all have to deal with, right? The client has the right to demand that the information is not in the cloud. But I think what most people don't understand well is there's different type of clouds. There's private clouds, there's public cloud, and there's hybrid clouds too. So while maybe clients don't want their information in the public cloud, like Dropbox or things like that, or Google Cloud, they may agree to do that in a private cloud that's maintained and segmented from the rest of the public network.
And we only have about 30 seconds to go, but I did want to ask you about your presentation, because this is exactly what you were talking about today, that about using this technology to make your business more agile and efficient.
It is. It is. You know, I talked earlier this morning about this concept of digital transformation. Mm-hmm. You know, the technology has moved so quickly over the last 5 years that businesses are rethinking the way they work. They have to be agile. They have to think forward and think of ways to presenting their product and services in very innovative ways.
If they don't, they fail?
They fail.
Fail is a big word.
It is. They will fail.
All right. We'll just take your word for it. Daniel Cohen-Damani is partner and market leader at Witham Digital with a very important message about keeping your business agile and efficient using technology. Now, coming up on Bloomberg Politics, Policy, Power, and Law, the USMCA trade pact is not a done deal just yet. We're going to tell you what Congress is doing to button this up. We're broadcasting live from the D.C. Bar CLE Institute in Washington, D.C. on technology and the law, presented by Witham Advisors and Accountants. This is Bloomberg.